All right. Well, good morning to the Van Hoosiers en route to Montgomery. Thank you for joining us this morning from Oklahoma. Y'all got on the road kind of early, didn't you?
Oh, we got on the road early. So I think we've been in the car for about 2.5 hours already. So
wow. No, I'd be like Valerie. All right, well, just jump in. Give us a little update on your family first and how the baby.
Yeah, we're doing good. Obviously, the big update this year is having Valerie, and oh gosh, what was it, November? So she's almost 6 months. Yeah, because we were five months. Excuse me. Great Grace is up there. She's like, I can't count. So she's obviously the big update for us, but it has been fantastic with her. She's been awesome. She's a little bit under the weather right now, but she's knocked out. Knox is doing good. He turns 3 in January 4th. I think as far as any big updates, we've kind of just been rocking and rolling. I mean, it's been great. Every school year is like you're starting over again. So, in that sense, it's like there's always something new, but the new is kind of normal. So.
Right. Well, so on that note, Oklahoma State University, tell us a little bit about how the ministry is going there and how many kids are involved, et cetera.
Yeah. So we have about 150 kids in our RUF, and which has been great. The ministry is going really well. We're thrilled where we're at, but we also have a lot of goals to see some kids get rooted in more, to see some kids hopefully, Lord willing, think about entering in the ministry. Evangelism and reaching out to different pockets what do you want? Oh, okay. Here, can you play with this? I'm trying to keep Knox entertained. What do you want? Okay. I know Knox wants, he wants to see his friends. Knox, here, I'll show you your friends. Here.
Hey, Knox.
Hey, Knox. Hey.
Good morning.
You wait till. Wait till. Sorry. It's going well. We have a great junior class right now, and those are a lot of my students who are in a good way. They're very contagious to be around. They're go-getters. They're a very fun group. And actually, what's really interesting is that's the class they were freshmen during COVID, and the fall after when it first came in March. But what was so interesting is that because nothing else was really happening on campus besides RUF. They just really gathered in, and they really got to know each other well. And here you go, you want some water? And so really since then, they've really been driving our ministry. They've gathered so many students in. We got – it's actually a good group of them are actually from Stillwater. And they just keep reaching out to their friends who they grew up with. And, I'm kind of, chasing a rabbit here, but the whole point is like, we've got a good group. They're gathering students. We've been seeing some genuine conversions, which is just phenomenal. And, I mean, we really are thrilled. So
that's great. 150 is a huge number. Do y'all have small groups and Bible studies that break down into classes or boys and girls and stuff like that?
We do. And that's kind of always that's probably one of the challenges this year is our small groups. Some of the small groups have been going really well. Some of them have not. And so some of that is we're trying to figure out. Right now we have them based on, there are two girls studies, two guys studies. And, man, that sun is like neon orange. So we're trying to figure out, some of those studies are doing better than others, and we're not sure if that's just because of kids' schedules, or if we do need to change it up where it's like, hey, we're going to have, like, you know, freshmen, sophomores meet here, you know, juniors and seniors meet here. So it's been going well, but we do small group Bible studies throughout the week. Large group is, that's when I will preach and we'll have music. We'll do that Wednesday nights. Freshman Bible studies Thursday nights. And then our group is a pretty active group. So we will pretty much have some sort of RUF activity, on Friday nights, which is great, but also exhausting. But they love it. I mean, they really are. Even if we did not plan something, they would organically try to get together.
Well, having kids in college, I know there's all kinds of things we hear about. As a mom, I mean, what do you see as some of their greatest struggles?
I think for one, we certainly have to think about a lot of the ideologies and worldviews that are being promoted today, because so many of these things, when it comes to like sexuality or when it comes to like the promotion of critical race theory or any critical theories or some of this other stuff, they're so all encompassing. And so we're constantly having to interact with those ideas, with the gospel and with biblical truth that is just, you know, yeah, that's tried and true. And so I would say that's a huge thing. I'm having meetings with students where they'll just come up to me and they'll be like, they're like, I don't even know what to do. I just heard this in class, like, How am I even supposed to think about this? And I think that's a big challenge. It's always that way, but maybe just because I'm doing RUF, but I feel like it's almost a little more aggressive for these students. Certainly, you know, just, you know, you have all the party lifestyle on a college campus. That's always the temptation. Hey buddy, do you want those? You want me to open it for you? We're about to munch on some cookies. All right, here you go, dude. I mean, I think for us, a lot of the, you know, social media has made it so interesting, because I'm kind of getting back to the intellectual stuff. It's made it so interesting because students they're interacting with these things, even though they, you know, I can chase a whole rabbit here. But I think really the name of the game for us today is a lot of biblical worldview and showing them how to push back against some issues, but yet to do so in a winsome way, to address things with, you know, scripture, but to ask good questions. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the, Gospel Reformation Network. What is that?
Yes. So the Gospel Reformation Network is this group of men. I believe they formed, oh gosh, maybe like 8 years ago, I believe. The executive director is John Payne. He's the senior pastor of Christ Church in Charleston. But there are other guys who are on there, like Harry Reeder, David Strain. I got to know David pretty well when I was in Jackson, Mississippi, in seminary. And so anyway, it's this group of guys who are really committed to promoting, reformed confessional, churches in the PCA. And so there's the executive council. Those are the guys who founded, the GRN. And then the general council, which is what I'm on, is kind of like the under council, as it were. And, our roles are to help promote some of the things that are happening, the good things that are happening within GRN. And so really one of our big mission points is to promote, churches that would really hold on to the confession during these times, and, churches that would embrace reformed worship, to be evangelistic, to pursue, you know, really keeping the gospel central and saturated in our ministries. And I think just in a day and age where we're so tempted to have hobby horses or different emphases, to really keep, you know, the gospel of grace central and to let that address all these different issues. So actually it's actually really great, because I think it is very helpful for RUF, because students wanted to talk about all these different issues. And so I think the GRN has really helped me to stay focused and to be like, okay, those matter and we're going to address those, but let's make sure we start here and then we'll branch out to address these issues when they come up. So, So we're really excited about where we are. And the GRN, they hold national conferences once a year. They'll have some of these other meetings throughout the year. And we'll do various things like a general assembly or at presbyteries.
Keeping you busy. On top of you've been preaching, every other Sunday?
Yes. Yeah. So doing that a lot, mainly at our church here in Stillwater. We have one PCA church here in Stillwater, and we're going through a pastoral transition. And so trying to help keep things afloat there. But then also too, part of the calling for RUF is that I will go and preach at other churches in the presbytery, and that's always so much fun. And because you get to see former, you know, RUF OSU students. You hear their stories, and people who just you just don't realize how many people care for RUF. That's always a real joy to do that. Juice. There you go.
We talked to William Stabler last week, and he was telling us the new partnership that RUF has, I don't know how new it is, with MTW. Are your students at all getting interested in missions?
Yeah. So matter of fact, last year we sent, she graduated last year, but she is right now in Poland with a group that was, they're based out of Ukraine, but obviously with all this, they've relocated. That's with MTW. And so that was super exciting. That's what I'm hoping to see more of. I have another girl who's going to graduate this year. Her name is Mattia Weierbach, and she's looking to go to London. She did a short-term trip this, I don't know what that is. Okay, sorry, I had some notification about. Hey, buddy, what do you want? So we have another girl who's possibly going to go to London to be a missionary as well. And so Yeah, we do have a partnership with them. We're trying to do some short-term trips with them. That's been a little bit hard to schedule, but we are thrilled that RUF is really bolstering up this missions aspect. I think overall people have realized that's something that RUF could improve in. So we're excited about that.
Good. Sounds like they're working in that direction. Does anybody else have any questions? I've been kind of.
question about Gospel Reformation Network. And I just kind of, because I don't know, I guess they've been kind of not really aware of them a whole lot, at least, but just kind of stumbled across them when I discovered Carl Truman's podcast. And that's, does that have a pretty good appeal among your students? Did any of them connect with that kind of thing, or is that more of a?
I think it's probably, as far as our students and where the PCA is in our region, it's still very much growing. Reformed theology is somewhat new to our region. And so, I think in a lot of ways, just the things of the PCA are, they're not as commonly known. And, but I think whenever I've been able to explain to them what the GRN is, and, I think that has been really helpful, while at the same time not making that itself, a hobby horse, as if, whoever is not in that, is like the worst ever, but showing them, they're like, here are some really helpful things that are happening here that we're passionate about and we want to interact with whoever. And I think students find that, historical truths that have been around, I mean, frankly, they're very attractive in a very changing world. That's something that's really, really interesting, actually, is that students are always looking for something new. It's actually the truths and the confessions that have been around for so long. You see what all they've been able to address throughout the changing societies. They actually really, really enjoy those. And I think using the confession and using, even things like, writings of Carl Truman and these other guys, students, I feel like whenever those are just simply presented before them, they're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. So I think it's a matter of just giving them some good material, good exposure, showing them, they're like, hey, here's some really good stuff out there. And, I think it has been really helpful. Carl Truman has just been, he's been awesome recently. And, I hope he just continues to write more and do those podcasts.
And how about the presbytery? That's a pretty large area, probably, would be my guess. Or is it the whole state?
Yeah, it's the whole state, the southwest corner of Missouri, and about a third of Arkansas. So there's definitely some traveling for some of us. It's a good group of guys, and we have some growing confessional guys and confessional churches, which is really exciting. And, but it really has, it's been a thrill to get to know these guys more and to interact with them.
Any questions?
Well, I just have one on kind of current events, here in Montgomery.
Yeah.
We've got, the Methodist situation with their church.
Yeah.
Big church here in Montgomery trying to make decisions on whether they're going to stay or leave. So do you see any questions coming from your students about that or, about the woke influence on the church? Questions about woke?
And that kind of gets back to thinking about kind of some of the challenges we have and the intellectual challenges, because students are just, they're asking all these questions. They hear about, all these different agendas being promoted. Yeah, it is. It's a huge issue. And I think one of the best things I've been able to do is to be able to show students, like, look, I know we're very charged politically, but let's just look at this thing, you know, in light of the gospel. Can these woke ideologies, can they really promote genuine forgiveness? Can they really promote a resting in the fact that Christ is enough? You know, and the thing that the realization is that, like, no, these things are actually really, it's changing the gospel from grace to be a system of works. And so I think when that stuff is spelled out, students are like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize, like, just some of the implications there. And so I think just simply taking time just to walk through those issues with them is really helpful. I've had a couple students who, they're pretty fired up about some of that stuff. And I think just patiently being like, you know, trying to be like, hey, look, I understand, like, it's hard and, you know, but let's look at these things. And I think I found that, like, you know, frankly, going through the book of Galatians is so helpful, you know, because lots of times these students, they just want to see that the different ethnicities that people are treated as image bearers. And I'm like, great. Yes. And amen. Let's go. Let's walk through the book of Galatians. Let me show you how the gospel actually does that. And actually, when you really look at these other worldviews, that actually they don't do that. They do the opposite of that. And so I think they found that to be very helpful, of just being reminded, like, okay, you know, this is what the gospel does. This really is, as Paul says, this is the power of God for the entire life of salvation. We don't need to have the gospel plus something else. We just need to press further into the gospel. So, yeah, I think they're big issues. And that's part of the reason why I joined the GRN, is because these things are looming on the horizon of the PCA, and they're big in evangelicalism right now, and they need to be addressed, but they need to be addressed in a way that brings us back to confessional truth and to the gospel of grace rather than a system of works.
Other questions? Anybody on the Zoom have questions?
Well, I did have one more. When you get home, how long is it before you and Fudge get in a wrestling match?
Oh, man. I think we'll probably wait until Thanksgiving, and when there's the debate about, you know, what's better, ham or turkey. So I think we'll do that.
Well, take it easy on him. All right. Well, yeah. We're going to move to a time of prayer. And I know you're traveling and it's got kids to wrangle, but is there anything on top of what you've sent us or that you want to share that we could pray for?
I mean, I would just say the biggest thing right now, I mean, as Valerie's coughing, just pray for her. I mean, we feel bad. Like, she's just a little uncomfortable, but she's getting better. She just got a little cough, and, I think a big thing is just, yeah, the things we've talked about of just, you know, that I think a big thing for just Christians is that we remain sober minded, and that even when these things are big issues, that we don't lose our cool, and that we trust that the gospel will do the work, and that even when it seems when things are trending and all these, you know, it seems students are, you know, they're like, oh, this seems like it's the next thing, that we would just be sober minded and just keep preaching the truth and just keep trusting that God will get his people. I think that would save a lot of people from, unnecessary worry, in ministry work. So.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I will open us up, Tom, if you would close. Sure. And anybody who'd like to pray for Wilson and Grace and their babies. Okay, bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together this morning. We just lift up Wilson and Grace and Knox and Valerie to you as they travel home here to Montgomery. Lord, we just ask that you will give them traveling mercies and protection. Be with Valerie as she isn't feeling 100%, Lord. We just pray that you will put your healing hand on her. And please just continue to bless Wilson and his ministry there and in the college campus and everything that that includes, Lord. We just thank you for his willingness to serve and continue to pour into the lives of these students. In Jesus' name.
Father, we give thanks to thee for their desire to serve you and serve your children. Please fill them with your Holy Spirit, equip them with your heavenly wisdom. Please prepare the path, prepare the open doors, prepare the receptive hearts in their ministry. Make that a fruitful, fruit-bearing, also winning ministry in your namesake for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that demonic forces are against your church and your fellowship. And Lord, I just pray that it will not be unseen, but Lord, that you'll reveal it and that people will see it for what it is. And that it will turn hearts for you and also a craving to know what the light is all about. And I thank you for the family for embracing this challenge to go out and spread your gospel and pray blessings upon them. And we do this all for your glory and honor.
Father, we pray especially for Wilson to give him the wisdom and the insight to respond to all these questions and worldviews that the children, these students bring in to the school, and also to be a good answer, your answer to the professors who lead them so often astray.
Father, as we approach this beautiful Thanksgiving and Christmas season, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the many ways that you've blessed us. And Father, in addition to our families and our health and so many other blessings, we just give thanks to you for this great report that Wilson has given us this morning and the way in which you are working on the Oklahoma State University campus and how you are using Wilson and Grace to lead others to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just thank you for that. Their ministry is just being so fruitful. We thank you for this this great junior class, Lord, and their enthusiasm and energy and the fact that they are reaching out and bringing others in and that they're seeing conversions. And Father, we thank you for just a new baby in the family and what a blessing that is. And we thank you as well for big brother Knox and just pray that I know they're probably experiencing a lot of lack of sleep. So, Father, we just pray that you would help them to adjust to the new situation and give them energy and enthusiasm for just all of the responsibilities that they have. And we thank you for this Gospel Reformation Network and the way in which they're cultivating healthy Reformation churches. And we just pray for Wilson as he ministers to the local church as well as to students involved in RUF. And we pray that hearts will be opened and that you would just prepare hearts to receive the word as Wilson preaches and teaches. And we ask you to give them journey mercies as they continue on to Montgomery. And I just pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. with Wilson and Grace as they travel, and pray certainly for traveling mercies for them. And just knowing that it's a challenge with small children as well, but you would bless their travel. We thank you, Father, for your truth, for your word. Your word is truth. And just for the foundation that gives us for our lives, and for Wilson and the opportunity that he has to present your truth into this university setting where students are being exposed to many false ideas and false so-called truths that don't last. And yet we pray that your truth would go just as he's describing, that we would trust in that, each of us, and that those students would learn to trust your word and to see the world around them with a biblical worldview that is grounded in your truth. Father, we pray for this ministry to continue. We pray that you would shape these students, their lives. They're the future of the church. And we pray that you would just prosper this ministry, and that we're just delighted to hear how these students are bringing more students, bringing friends to hear something in a culture that is just floating with so many strange ideas. And so we pray that this would continue. And I thank you for the Gospel Reformation Network and the great work they are doing in many ways, as a part of our denomination, and to remain faithful to the Reformed tradition. And thank you, Father, for this time together, and ask that you would give each of us a sense of purpose in this day ahead, that we would glorify you as well. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.